Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. There could be some relief on the way from brutal heat, but not before new records are set in the coming days. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodloe.
Roughly about, say, one in five Americans, lower 48, dealing with 95 or warmer temperatures as we head into this week, the first couple of days of August. Big ridge of high pressure storms basically up and over that ridge. And that means, yeah, temperatures, not heat indices, straight air temperatures, 90s or at or above 100 degrees. As we head into this week,
former President Trump rallied supporters this weekend on the campaign trail, attacking new indictments filed against him. But more could be on the way, says correspondent Robert Costa.
There are two federal cases on separate tracks being led by Jack Smith, one on classified records, which is ramping up with these additional indictments. And there's also the investigation of Trump's conduct in and around January 6th. But what we hear about the January 6th investigation is intriguing. It's not just about Trump's conduct on the day of the attack. We heard a lot about that from the House committee that investigated. But this is more about an alleged sweeping scheme led by Trump to overturn the 2020 election.
In North Carolina, police in Lincolnton say a driver intentionally hit six migrant workers. It happened at a Walmart parking lot. All the workers were taken to the hospital with injuries. The person then drove off and is still out there. Well, she does call herself an emotional gangster.
Cardi B threw her microphone at a fan who hurled a drink at the rapper while performing in Las Vegas this weekend. The crowd cheered her on as security removed the fan. The video has since gone viral. But she's just the latest in a growing list of musicians to get hit with items during concerts this year. Harry Styles, Drake, Kelsey Ballerini, even Bebe Rexha, who needed stitches after getting smacked in the face with a cell phone. Police in New York City later arrested that fan. They're now facing assault charges. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is skipping an upcoming road trip with the Phoenix Mercury to focus on her mental health. Jack Maloney with CBS Sports.
Honestly, it's been pretty incredible that she returned at this level. And of course, the Russian experience is hanging over everything. But specifically, there hasn't really been anything to suggest in the last few days or weeks that, at least publicly, that there was an absence coming.
She was detained for 10 months in Russia. A Coast Guard rescue off the New Jersey coast. Four people found clinging to the hull of an overturned boat were rescued and taken to a hospital. The sailing vessel Eagle reported having run aground and was taking on water off Sandy Hook near New York City. All four were wearing life jackets. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 52. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 86. 87 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
In your current job, or... were you ever allowed to just yell at people? 844-967-2789. Was it appropriate or accepted or tolerated? Or was there just no ramifications if you ever just, like, cursed people out? 844-96-PARTY. Because I've never been cursed out at work. And I also sometimes feel like I may be in the minority. Because when I think about, you know, my husband who worked in an agency, we did not meet in L.A., but when he first graduated college, he went out to L.A.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He worked at Endeavor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is like was one of the top agencies. Like I just love the story of like a Whitewater kid in L.A. like peeing next to Bruce Willis and calling home and being like, guess what happened? But, you know, and so he worked in an industry where people got screamed at. Girls, like the mailroom girls got barked at. Like, and it was, you know, there's just terrible stories out of Hollywood. I know in finance and investment bros and stuff, that the hazing that happens of you are new and the underling, and it's a stressful, high stakes situation, and you just get screamed at. And in Congress, in politics, I think that flies too. And the most recent story, some people are very upset about it, and it's the story from last night, and certainly it makes this guy seem like, we play the song. So,
oh yeah,
he seems like this makes him look like a huge douche. But instead of clutching my pearls, I'm wondering, you know, when is it like, in what industries is it okay and there's no ramifications for yelling at interns and
colleagues
and entry level people? And when you were working, or if you are still working, is that tolerated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And of course, we're talking about Derek Van Orden, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin. And news breaking last night that he apparently actually is he's admitted that he did.
Oh yeah, yes, and he has no problems.
He has
with
no problem
at all.
With it. Yelled at some Senate pages,
16 and 17 year olds,
and was potentially drunk while doing it. And that's the newest thing this in the last 24 hours that some people are defending. What I love is that, like, Dan O'Donnell.
Oh, I know, I saw
State
that
Senator Patrick Testin is trying to defend the drinking aspect of it because this is Wisconsin. I was like, I don't think that's what people are upset about.
No, that's not what people are upset about.
But, Jane, have you ever worked in a scenario where it was just like there was no ramifications if someone just like cursed you out?
Oh, yes.
In radio?
Yeah. He threw a reel-to-reel at me once.
What is a reel-to-reel? A
big reel-to-reels that we used to run sound on tape reel-to-reels, big ones. Yeah, he threw one.
Did you dodge it?
Yeah, I dodged it.
You can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I guess. And I remember one instance in particular where he followed our producer through the entire building, screaming the F word at him and telling what an effing idiot he was.
And who was he? He was the boss.
No.
He was another
on-air talent.
And he was just allowed to do that because that's how talent was treated.
Well, that's how he was treated. Trust me, if I had done that, it would have been handled. It would have been handled.
You would have been handled.
Oh, for sure. But no, he was allowed to do that.
Interesting. That's the only scenario?
Well, I mean, there were many more instances from this same person.
Okay. But like in no other like working environment where that was.
But I've always worked in radio.
Yeah.
So I don't have much else to compare it to.
Interesting. Well, we got one comment from Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream. You are welcome to watch us on the Facebook live stream along with listen to us, which you can see on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony says, in my factory jobs, it was okay. It wasn't encouraged, but people got it. In the office, no way. And so the question is, in your job or in former jobs, have you ever worked in a place where it was just okay to curse out, scream at, belittle, you know, kind of harass certain, like even if it was the boss or specifically
a colleague,
a high earner,
yep,
or someone who was very valuable to the company,
yep,
that was just their behavior was just tolerated. And we're talking about it because freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden yelled and cursed at a group of high school-aged Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, which, you know, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, fresh off his Matrix glitch, both condemned this. And I'm not defending this, but it's also, I think, in history with, like, is it because it wasn't his interns? Like, if it was his interns, is he allowed to yell at them?
That's an interesting point.
Because every once in a while, I feel like we get stories, and it's usually about women, because it's like women candidates, but like, supposedly Katie Porter, not the best boss.
Who comes off as very sweet.
Does she? I don't think she comes off as sweet. I think she comes off as someone we want to root for whenever she is tearing apart someone in a congressional hearing because she's very good at it.
Yeah.
But in turn, because she's very good at it, I never mistook her for being a sweet person. I think it takes a certain amount of degaff to do what she does.
True.
That I wouldn't be surprised if it carries over. Like, you know, being her kids, like, I don't think her kids get away with much.
No, I would agree with you.
But when Amy Klobuchar was running for president, that came out.
That's
as
right.
Far as, like, her throwing stuff at her people who worked for her. I found some story, actually, and this was a, where was it? The worst boss. Now I can't find it. But it was an Indiana rep that I actually hadn't heard of before, but supposedly just, like, runs through staffers.
Oh, really?
Because she is such a nightmare. You know, and we can talk about whether or not there's, like, sexism wrapped into that, that we hear the stories of, like, women bad bosses. versus male bad bosses. But like, not granted these were candidates, but think about how many, I don't know. Like, I just, it's interesting to me to think that this will be, this is news today. Nothing will happen. But I also don't think that this is, in when you get into like high stakes industries, that there's more industries than not, that it's still just okay to yell at people like that.
But I think, I mean, he's an elected official. And what happened to the whole character matters and character counts and morality and ethics? And, you know, it's just, I don't see how this is just, and again, they're teenagers.
Oh, I'm not, and I'm not defending
him.
No,
I know you're not.
But I also don't think he's
alone.
Alone. Like, there was a story, even with Biden, that actually I was sitting on, this was from earlier this month, that in public, like how President Biden, you know, whispers to make a point, but in private, like, he yells, supposedly. And that, like, he has a pretty quick Irish temper, and that aides try to avoid meeting alone with him.
Oh, wow.
And some take a colleague almost a shield against a solo blast. So there, this was one. The president's abominations include, I don't think I can say that, GD.
Yeah, don't say that.
How the F don't you know this? Don't effing BS me and get the F out of here.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, and I'm not, I think it's all bad, but it also is certain industries where it's like you get thick skin because this is how a lot of people talk to their staff. And is this just worse because it wasn't his staff? And there's like a hierarchy of like who you can yell at.
Who you can verbally abuse.
And it's like, you're a freshman, sir. You are a freshman member of the House. Do not be yelling. Like the Senate is very protective of their pages.
Right.
And so, but it just, I don't know. It just makes me interested in people who worked and tolerated getting yelled at and knew that that was just part of the job. And what industry it was in. 844-967-2789.
I mean, what would happen in your workplace if someone would follow a colleague through the building swearing at them?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that that would be acceptable in most places of employment.
I don't know.
Unless it's just so commonplace.
Like, is law like this?
Texter checking in from the 715. Representative Van Orden must always act in a professional manner, especially in the Capitol, because the Capitol is a place of business. Even before he was elected, he never represented Wisconsin values. Some texter from Stevens Point and the 3rd District.
Well, and that's also what's coming out. So it's like, all right, so if we're talking specifically about this case and less about the question that I'm asking as far as, like, would this fly in your place of work? It's a little hypocritical because on the one hand, it's like you had no problem with what other insurrectionists were doing
right
to the Capitol. Because his defense is how upset he was that they would be lying down. It was how disrespectful it was to be lying down in the Capitol, which, you know, housed soldiers. And I think he actually made the claim that there were soldiers buried there,
which
there
is
aren't.
No, that's not true.
But yeah. Simultaneously, then he was also, I mean, part of the reason why some people are defending him is because he was drinking with constituents in his office. So it's like, is laying down in the rotunda more disrespectful than like getting drunk in your office in the Capitol?
Is laying down in the rotunda worse than smearing feces on the walls? Which is what happened on January 6th?
Who has the time to just sit down and poop and then, you know? Like, that's like, don't you get
a lot about timing?
Don't you get like a little performance anxiety? Like, I don't know. All right, we're going to come back in a minute, but we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What would happen in your place of work if someone just screamed at you and cursed you out or someone out? Is it tolerated? Would you get fired? I don't know. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You chuck it on that one. You chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about jobs where you get yelled at.
Bad behavior is acceptable.
You get cursed out. And if Congress is just one of those jobs, not excusing Derek Van Orden's, you know, whatever douchey, you know, he yelled at some kids for yelling, for lying down on the rotunda. But it just made me think about other stories that have ever come out of Congress of how terrible elected officials sometimes are to their staff. But then also thinking about stories I've heard about finance and Hollywood and in some industries where it's just okay to scream and curse at your colleagues or your underlings. I've never worked in a situation like that. I'm trying to think of how I would deal with it. I don't think I would deal well with it.
I don't think you would either.
Because we've had one situation where you've seen me where I definitely didn't get yelled at, but I did not like the tone that was taken. And I would I went on a self-righteous tirade for a couple days.
But I also think, well, maybe not, but it is a different time now. And I would think more people would feel in a stronger position to step up and say, you can't do that to me.
Well, not teenagers. Like, obviously, that's a terrifying thing to be a teenager.
Sure.
And, you know, and, but yeah, and it's one thing to stand up for yourself. It's another thing to have, you know, just a different time in general where there's more of a stink you can make, even if your internal processes don't lend themselves to it. You can, I don't know, you can always write a tweet, like you can go to Twitter, right? And sometimes
sure.
that will just blow up. But asking you if you have ever worked or, you know, what would happen in your job if someone acted like this? 844-967-2789. We got a text from Toma, Wisconsin. Two jobs that it's more common in, I don't know if it's acceptable, I don't know if acceptable is how I would describe it, but line cook, cook. And I have watched The Bear, so yes, I would say. I was never back of the house. I have worked in restaurants, and we didn't yell at each other. But I think, and I don't think the back of the house did either, but certainly I know, again, high stakes, high stress situation. And then he also said any military job that's not in an office, which I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And then from the WAUK, listening to me, the ugliness is more that he verbally abused a bunch of teenagers in public, angry drunk uncle style, while they weren't even on the clock, from what I understand. Yeah, I'm not defending what he did. Like, I think this makes him look terrible. I don't think there's going to be really much ramifications for him besides if he gets, you know, if voters hold this against him next year. But, you know, I think it makes him look bad. And
But again,
is that just kind of like, well, and now we move on?
Yeah. And I think for some, that makes him a tough guy for swearing at a bunch of teenagers. You tell him. Arr.
But it also makes me think about the fact of his when he was when he had that out. Like,
wait,
that out,
with the librarian.
Outlash. That's not the word that I want. What word am I trying to, like, not whiplash? I'm trying to think.
Tongue lashing.
Tongue, sure. We'll go with tongue lashing. I still don't think that's what the word I'm trying to grab for. But when it was some teenager at a library that he was so angry over, like, a LGBTQ, like,
display.
Book display.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly the guy's got an anger issue and a temper.
And he doesn't like teenagers, apparently. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government. I believe that, but we need to get money out of politics so we can actually restore government back to we the people. Second, you know, when they have someone that was or is the leader of their party that can make fun of, you know, medically disabled people and what have you, I guess anything goes. So that's all out of the barn. Also, do you know how if a woman had done this?
Oh, yeah.
That would have ruined her career in a second.
Well, and that's
why. This is one of the reasons why I have such an issue voting for females as presidents or vice presidents, because I think the Republicans, first off, are so good at messaging. They are. We just need to accept that. I mean, by the time the election comes up, it'll be Joe Biden belongs in jail somehow.
Totally. Well, and so, I say, Tom,
and they're so good at projection.
Well, and that's what I was almost ashamed of myself. Yeah, and I was almost ashamed of myself that the only example, like the first examples I thought of, were all women, right? Of like them being bad bosses, because I feel like it just doesn't end up. Not that he was the boss in this situation, but there's a power disparity there. And
but the same thing, like Katie Porter is actually very stern, I would say, about Earth. But yeah. The thing is, it would be very, very easy to make her into this evil, you know, Methuselah type of, devil woman from, one of the Little Mermaid shows
yep.
or something. You know what I mean?
It's yep. like, Tom, I got to let you go because we got another caller that we're going to try to squeeze in before the end of the break. But thank you for the call, as always. Do we have time for the...
Yes, we do. This is Robert from Richland Center. Real quick, Robert, because we're kind of up against the clock.
Okay, just on the Derek Van Norden situation, I think that there was the incident itself, but almost worse in my mind is the fact that he makes up this crazy stuff about they were desecrating soldiers' graves and making that up. So he wasn't apologetic. He was on the assault afterwards, which I think is actually almost worse.
I agree. I think the fact that there was no apology or being like, all right, I overstepped, or just like, well, I will never apologize for respecting my country.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
Thanks for the call, Robert. All right, well, we got to go to a break. And when we come back, Maggie Dawn is here for our Civic Media Crossover Friday. We're very excited to have her here. I think she's gonna inform us on Trump stuff, because she's been taking it to him in her show at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the Maggie Dawn Show. So stay tuned. She will be here right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone.
Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you're talking,
we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription, and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box?
Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 52. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 86. 87 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are so excited. This is like 2 months in the making.
I know.
That we've been wanting to get you on the show. But Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show is here in person for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays. How you doing?
I'm really good. Sales tax passed yesterday.
I know. Well, that's what was so funny. So I the show ended, and it had not passed yet. So I was like, all right, I'm going to sit here and watch the live stream of each county board member was, their supervisor was getting up and giving their speech and their very main character energy.
Oh, yes.
That a lot of them
they
were
all have a
demonstrating.
Role. Yes.
And then all of a sudden I'm like doing something else and I hear your voice. I was like, oh, there's Maggie.
Oh, there she, that's right. She has a normal job. Yep. Took today off. Very happy that today is a day off after a celebration. And
so you see this as a good thing. You're happy.
There really is not any reasonable argument against a half a penny on a dollar sales tax in Milwaukee County. The city's problem was more acute. Their sales tax is much larger, has a much bigger economic impact on struggling working families. But the county is, it's like, I'm sorry, do you want your parks to stay open in your district supervisor? Then what are you even talking about? For a minute there, I actually thought we were going to have a 17-1 vote. One supervisor we always knew was going to be a no vote because that's kind of his jam. And I won't get into that because
I think I know which one you're talking about.
I think I know too.
I bet you do, Jane. Y'all are pretty bright ladies.
It was the horseshoe. There was two that are on the opposite side of the spectrum that I figured were both going to be.
Yeah, I actually thought. The one who was maybe more of a question might come around to it simply because your particular district may be more wealthy and less obtain, use, and access the county social services safety net, and like all these things that really, I often joke with people, we do airports to zoos, and if the only thing you know about Milwaukee County is and the airport, a golf course, and the zoo, it means you're in the top 10%. So for that individual supervisor, it was like, yeah, your folks may not use as much of it, but like, so your slice of our pie may be smaller in that way, but our pie is about to get bigger, so your residents and your constituents will get more. So I thought that vote might come around, and then the acting chairwoman during the vote, who is a supervisor from a district that has a lot of poverty and a lot of struggling working families, I was really shocked, and I think that vote was simply because the tax had passed, and the calculus for that elected official was, I can vote no and it doesn't matter. Mm. And one of the things I hammer on my show all the time is, yes, politics is theater, but when you are engaging in performative politics where you're doing it to either save yourself or promote yourself and it has no tether to what's actually good, like that needs to be highly criticized. And I think that individual regrets that vote.
Do you?
Yes.
Huh.
Galactic error.
Because this is the same person who also then almost immediately asked for a reconsideration, right? And then that was denied.
And I think that what you were seeing there was the, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. How do I undo this? And you don't re-vote on things like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't bring those motions back. Like, you need to get that right. You need to get it right when you're voting. And I think I was sitting 3 feet from the person when they made that vote, and they sort of went, no. And my head went down. I was like, cringe. Oh, my gosh. No. Because you're not going to be able to, there's no do-over on that. Some votes matter. Some votes are the only vote that matters. This was kind of one of those.
Eek. Well, votes have
consequences.
Voting has consequences.
There are consequences.
Even when you're already elected and the vote is already settled.
Sure does. People are going to remember that.
Can come back to bite you in the butt.
So, so today is a vacation day for
good
me.
Good for you.
No one start emailing me. The county and being like, what are you doing on the air in the middle of the day? It's a vacation day. So it was a perfect day to come in, and I really appreciate you and Jane being super flexible. I thought, well, if the vote passes, I'll be in a buoyant mood to be on As Goes Wisconsin. So
absolutely.
Happy to be here.
So we're so happy to have you. And one of the things that we do is kind of just talk about stories from the week. And so I know we can either go one of two ways. We can talk about stories that you want to talk about.
Sure.
Otherwise, I know you talk a lot about Trump on your show. You come at it from a legal aspect. You are a lawyer. And
that's
so I always love listening to your show because I feel like it's less of just opining opinions.
Yeah.
It's actually based in some
based on the law.
Let's look at the law.
Yeah.
And so on your vacation day, what do you want to talk about, Maggie Dawn?
Well, I want to talk about jerky bosses. Derek Van Orden.
Okay.
So I was listening on the way in because that's what we do. We listen to each other's shows. I do, sort of random side tangent note. One of the things that I love about the station is that everybody's show has a very different sort of lilt, tone, personality, take, focus area. And it's interesting, especially when we each end up talking about, if there was a major thing in the news and everybody talks about it, there's very much those different perspectives on it. And I think that that's really interesting over the course of a news day. So I think everybody should just listen all day.
All day, every
all
day.
Day.
Never
every
leave
day.
Civic Media.
Get the Civic Media app, take us with you everywhere.
That's right. But when I read that story when it broke last night, I thought, this is just despicable.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have been an intern on Capitol Hill. I worked for Congressman Tom Barrett the summer of 1996. This is when Monica Lewinsky was giving sexual favors in the White House. This is when W-2 welfare reform passed, fast-tracked through the House, led by Newt Gingrich that summer. The bill was literally about 3 feet high when it got to the congressman's office. And I'll tell you this, I was basically just the intern that would take people on Capitol tours and answer phones and stuff. And the congressman, Tom Barrett, was doing not a whit. He was going to say nothing on welfare reform. And I sort of asked one of the other staffers, I was like, isn't Jerry Klutch, aren't Congressman Klutchka and Barrett, you know, the two congressmen with the most people that receive these benefits in the state? And aren't they kind of using the state of Wisconsin as like a petri dish to basically target black working poor families? Shouldn't we be saying something? And people were like, shut up. Yeah.
Wow.
I like to call it my...
You undergrad or in law school at that
point? I was in undergrad. I was
so you're like
my freshman summer. I was 19 years old.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And I remember thinking Tom Barrett's worthless. Like having a very crystallized notion that if you can't find your way to grow an opinion on this thing when they're targeting your constituents very clearly, it was the sort of... That time, right, Gingrich's Congress coming out of Reagan was really where all of the racial... dog whistling and divisiveness. It had always been part of the GOP, right? But that's when it was being labeled, right? And all of these tropes that we see Donald Trump and people like Van Orton leaning back into today, like all of that was happening. And I was so angry. It was so hard for me to work in that office and watch nothing happen on that.
Did he ever earn back your...
No.
Okay.
No. My line on Tom Barrett is he's a very nice guy interpersonally, and bravo to that. He's never a guy who would do what Van Orton did.
Yeah.
But that to me is just like, oh, so you're not an ass.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's not a check mark in your negative column. It's not a plus to have the absence of jerkitude. But my line on Tom Barrett when he got appointed to be an ambassador was, you've lost two elections to Walker. You've done nothing to heal the city. You've dodged those issues for years. Gee whiz, there's nothing like another mediocre, middle-aged white guy failing up yet again because he's charming.
To go be the ambassador of the richest per capita country.
Doesn't speak French, has no background in finance, and has barely held a regular job for any point in time in his entire life.
But do you know that in Luxembourg, one of their big celebrations every year includes hopping? So I found that to be very...
Well,
serendipitous.
That's clearly what made him qualified to be the ambassador of Luxembourg. My other line on him is he couldn't lead himself out of a cardboard box. Like there's no establishment of vision, no organizing principle. And how long were you mayor? I mean, come on, man.
I know.
Anyways, so yeah, Van Orton.
So jerky bosses.
Jerky bosses.
He's not the boss in this situation, but I read it because. And I said, I mean, I've been pretty honest, like I've yet to feel like ever abused emotionally or verbally in a workplace. And I think I've been pretty lucky because when I hear your stories, that you told me at the break,
yes,
that like how ubiquitous, as much as we can say this is despicable, and it is, and like it makes him look terrible, I think, but also stories of other Congress members who have done this to their staff, stories, and you were saying in law, because I asked that question, I was like, is this how lawyers work?
It is all over the place in the law. In the tangent about working for Tom was in Congress on the in Capitol Hill, there's a pecking order. So you pointed this out, Kristen. You're like, you're a freshman member of the House. You don't go after Senate pages. They basically outrank freshman members of the House. Like if you work in the Senate, you are the blankety blank, that is the top of the top.
Like Mitch McConnell can yell at you.
Correct.
But Derek Van Orden cannot.
No, he can barely yell. He should barely be qualified to yell at himself in the mirror. I mean, so yes, the law is just rife with this. I have worked in what is referred to as like big law, white shoe law firms, and behaviors that I saw were literally almost pathologically to completely out of bounds. People screaming, yelling, binders and like papers being pushed off of conference tables. A stapler was once thrown. And I don't mean like sort of at someone. I mean, a partner picked it up and threw it like a baseball as hard as he could at a paralegal. GTFO, what the F are you doing? Whack. And she like barely missed it.
So legally,
drinking on the job.
In that situation, couldn't he? If he had actually hit her,
yeah, is she gonna? Is she gonna sue a law firm?
She could sue him, right?
Is she gonna sue a law firm?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's only been within the last maybe 15 to 20 years, and there's only been a handful of these lawsuits where women or people of color have sued the major big law firms for discrimination or hostile workplaces or harassment, and the same is true in finance. You do not sue these employers because once you do, you will never work again. And that's the point that I think people don't Well, why don't you just leave? Excuse me. These are like, there are not a ton of these jobs at the very, very, very top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And everyone knows everyone else. And when you leave these places, if you're not stepping up or getting paid more, there's a presumption and a cloud that either you're screwed up or something happened, and it doesn't matter what the truth is, you're damaged goods. And word gets around. Huh. So when people talk about these things and, oh, just leave, or you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't. That's the power asymmetry that makes the behavior so persistent and pernicious. It just doesn't go away because people don't have, you have the absence of real and meaningful choice. And I think in some artistic industries, including media, right, where talent or a particular person who's really great at what they do, a chef, an artist, you can get away with obnoxiousness and actual, I mean, some of this behavior is so frequent, so daily, that it causes people real psychological damage. I had three secretaries that worked in the practice group that I was in who at different times came into my office, basically closed the door and immediately started bawling. One of them, I had been gone from the firm for a decade. She wrote me a letter once. I had been gone for a decade. Thank you for treating me with respect and kindness. I will never forget that. Your words to me many, many years ago eventually gave me the courage to leave this place.
Oh.
I'll never know how to thank you. And it was because I treated her like a human being. That's how bad it is. So Me Too is a thing. The sexual element, the gender element is a thing. But we're talking about workplace abuse leveled between men and women. But it's always about that power dynamic. Woof! Sorry, didn't mean to get so deep on Friday.
All right, we're going to lighten it up and play a quiz when we come back.
Love it! I also have some fun news that we can talk about that's not
perfect.
So heavy.
All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Donald Trump is not letting up. Correspondent Skylar Henry says he's using new federal indictments to rally supporters while on the campaign trail.
Former President Trump stumping in Iowa and Pennsylvania over the weekend.
I'm being indicted for you.
On stage, he repeated familiar false claims while jabbing at his political and legal foes.
The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me.
Backing for the former president is unwavering. A 538 poll shows Mr. Trump pulling in more than 50% of support. This in the face of his legal troubles.
There was a series of small aircraft crashes this weekend that turned deadly. CBS's Chanel Call.
Three people were killed in San Bernardino when a plane crashed into an airport hangar. In Oshkosh, Wisconsin, two people were killed when a small plane they were flying in crashed into a lake. In a separate incident, officials say a helicopter collided with a gyrocopter at an air show, killing two and injuring two more.
The heat wave could break this week for many places in the country, but Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow says more heat records will also fall.
Good news and bad news when it comes to the heat. The good news is much of the Northeast and New England, well, the heat has kind of pushed us and passed us by temporarily, but into August, we're seeing the temperatures continue.
And Phoenix hit its 31st consecutive day of at least 110 degrees. Another book vendor is challenging a law that targets books in Texas. Reporter Chris Fox with more from Austin.
The new law, nicknamed the Reader Act, is an attempt by Texas Republicans to regulate public school library books, authored by State Rep Jared Patterson.
The book vendors, the ones that are selling the books to the schools themselves, they are the ones that are forced to rate the books, either sexually explicit or sexually relevant.
The book vendors argue the law violates the First and 14th Amendment to the Constitution by regulating speech with vague and overbroad terms.
An explosion rips through a crowd in Pakistan, killing at least 44 people. The BBC's Caroline Davies is in Islamabad.
Firstly, the police haven't completely confirmed that this is a suicide bomber. And in terms of who could be behind it, no group has claimed responsibility as yet. And in fact, some factions of the Pakistani Taliban have already distanced themselves and denied that they were involved. But of course, the backdrop is the elections expected to be happening later on this year. And we are seeing political rallies being targeted.
Nearly 200 others were wounded. 10 people were injured after two boats collided in Manatee County, Florida. Officials say between the two boats, there were 11 people on board at the time of the collision, five children and six adults. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers style, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 82. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tuesday, with highs around 86. 87 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. Got Jane Matinere, Fig Newton hater. And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover. Of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton. I was like, get off the Fig Newton.
I was
Newton.
So That's surprised when she said that.
It's not a cookie. It's a Fig Newton.
It's,
first
it's,
of all.
It's still bad.
How do you figure? figure, like, first of all, you can't ever eat a stale Fig Newton.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
They're just
not as good. You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. You don't want any, like, crusty ends on that sucker. And you want a nice glass of Wisconsin-made 2% milk. That is, like, bringing me back. Oh, that's some good stuff. I love a Newton.
I love a Newton, too. It's, like, it's flavorful.
It's a punish.
Do you like a strawberry shortcake bread? No. Do you just not like fruit with your pastries? It's a punishment.
Do you eat a cherry
Danish? She likes bacon with her scones, so that's